Live Breakfast with Steve and Shaz in the morning and your relaxing favorites. Today happens to be a Mental Health Wednesday. Joining us in the studio this morning, certainly always a pleasure to have Dr. Philip George with us, psychiatrist and addiction medicine specialist. Welcome to the show, Doc.
Thanks, Steve. Hi, Shaz. How are you guys?
Hi. We're good. We're good. So, of course, it's a free clinic.
Yes, it
and,
is.
And you can call us 03-954-3333 if you have any questions about your mental health you'd like Dr. George to address. Now, coming across an article in the Star2.com yesterday about how we should all stop trying to be perfect because we'll apparently never manage it anyway. You know, it's stressful enough everyday life, having to go to work, you know, get the kids after, you know, make sure everyone's eating well at the dinner table, and then you've got friends coming over, you've got a messy house, and, you know, it's all just very, very stressful. So I guess the question is it healthy, this pursuit of perfection? If it's not, how do we dial back, or do we need to even?
Yeah, you
know. A lot of questions there. Sorry, Doc.
Yeah, so there's a pull and push factor here. People want perfectionists, you know, in a career, in a job. They want people to be perfect. They want no mistakes. So offices and, you know, places that you work will want the perfectionists. They'll look for that sort of personality. They'll look for that type, and they'll reward these people. But in real life, perfectionism causes much grief. It causes a lot of stress, and it's one of the common factors for why depression and anxiety disorders are on the rise.
Is it personal expectation, or is it because it's hard work?
Yeah, it is. I mean, if everything in your life has to be according to a certain rigid sort of way, then a small little change can freak you out and stress you out. Mm-hmm. So I've had patients who, you know, who have obsessive compulsive personalities, who are really perfectionists, and they're in big positions. They're very high up because they're dependable. They actually deliver. They do everything to the dot. But at home, they're terrible parents. Because if a toy is out of place, they'll get angry. They'll get fierce. They can't make relationships with their kids. Mm. You know, every little thing, if it's not according to time, if the kid's not studying according to what was, you know, scheduled, it freaks them out. And they can't control themselves. So, you know, how do you get everyone around you to be as perfect as you as well?
You can't.
So eventually then it leads to you feeling a lot more stress,
mm-hmm. anxiety, relationship breakdown,
relationship issues, and we find that depression and anxiety is very common among people with perfectionist attitudes and personalities.
Okay, so the advice here for those of us with this kind of attitude?
Yeah, so
chill.
Know when to actually exhibit it. I mean, at work, in the career, I think it's really useful to have that characteristic and that, you know, that part of you. But perhaps at home, you know, on holiday, on weekends, you need to be able to chill and, you know, change your
pull
mindset.
Back.
Pull back, yeah.
Okay. Well, Dr. Philip George with us this morning. It's a free clinic. Give us a call, 03-954-3333 or fb.lightfm.com.my. You can also send us a WhatsApp voice note. Well, today is a Mental Health Wednesday, and we focus on helping you out with any questions that may be looming, whether it's for yourself or for a loved one. Dr. Philip George, psychiatrist and addiction medicine specialist from IMU, here to help you out. 03-954-3333, fb.lightfm.com.my, or send us a voice note via WhatsApp on our Digi Lightline 016-510-8888.
Okay. And we received a message on our Digi Lightline, and this is from Faisal.
Hi, Doc. I'm Faisal. I want to ask whether individuals who are upset with social activities and the welfare of others are hurting themselves mentally. My sister is struggling financially in life, but she will raise money for every social cause she finds. I feel that she need to focus on herself first, and she doesn't seem to think she has a problem. What you think, Doc?
Okay. What do you think, Doctor?
Yeah, I think it's a question about balance. Helping others is just as rewarding as helping yourself. Mm-hmm. But if there's no balance, it's actually going to create problems. So, yeah, I think we need to find how we can put, you know, both sides in balance. Sometimes there are substitution behaviors. Well, yeah, for things that are not doing right in their own lives. So, for example, if the relationship's not going well, they may spend all the effort and time on others and, you know, put all, you know, the energy into something else. Or their work may become more pivotal. if at home things are not going very well, or the son becomes more important than, you know, the partner. So, you know, people put more effort into different things because there are issues and problems in somewhere else.
Right.
And it's important to understand, is there something that's not balanced in your life, and then how to resolve that rather than, you know, go into something that's, you know, a little bit too excessive and then create problems for your own self.
Right. But Faisal's sister doesn't seem to think she has an issue. Faisal, when looking from the outside in, thinks she has this imbalance. What's the practical tip for Faisal, maybe in talking to his sister?
Yeah, so I think it'll be important for maybe the family to look, to get her to think about spending time for herself, to help herself, and then they also supporting her in that process, and then giving her the opportunity to also help others, because that's become an opportunity for her to deal with her issues as well.
Mm. Okay, well, of course, Dr. Philip George with us this morning. He's a psychiatrist and addiction medicine specialist from IMU, who is answering your questions this morning on a mental health free clinic. So if you've got a question about yourself or the mental health of a loved one, then feel free to give us a call, 03-9543-3333, fb.latfm.com.my, or even our Digi Lightline. You can WhatsApp us your voice notes to 016-510-8888. 843, Dr. Philip George is with us this morning, psychiatrist and addiction medicine specialist from IMU. We've opened up the phone lines for a free clinic regarding your mental health. So if you've got a question about your mental health or the mental health of a loved one, give us a call right now, 03-9543-3333, fb.latfm.com.my, or you can even send us a WhatsApp voice note to our Digi Lightline at 016-510-8888.
Cindy, what's your question for Dr. Philip George?
Hi, good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Cindy.
I was having a depression for quite a long time, and I'm okay after I took the medication. But after a long, a period of okay in a few years, and I think I left, and I have let my depression due to the environment and the work environment has changed, and it get me back like, it's quite, I'm always like crying and unhappy and... Yeah. You know, so I'm still on medication, back on a bit heavy dose medication now. So what do you think, other than medication, what should I do?
Well, Cindy, I think the important thing is that you've recognized that the relapse is on, and that you've, you know, decided to get intervention to help you to recover from this. Usually with relapse, most of the time it's worse than the first episode, and so sometimes medication doses will be a bit different, and other interventions will also play an important role for your recovery. So that might include psychological therapies, even complementary therapies like yoga and exercise, and you know, other things that can actually help in your recovery. It's important to also identify what triggered this episode and then start to work on that together with professional help as well.
Dr. Adi, I'm still on the medication, but I'm still a bit doubt that, do I need to get a heavy dose from the doctors, or or I should go for the exercise?
Yeah, actually the combination is the most important. One therapy alone usually doesn't help in complete recovery. So I would suggest medication together with other therapies. Get the advice of your doctor about the dose that you're on. Sometimes doses need to be higher in the initial phase and then can be reduced later on.
Thank you so much, Doctor.
You're welcome, Cindy. Just to add on from what Cindy had just discussed, depression is actually a relapsing illness, and there are ways to prevent relapses. One of the most important ways is actually to continue medication even though people are well for a certain set period of time.
Right.
And that's the most difficult part that we psychiatrists have with our clients sometimes, because, you know, they're feeling well, they don't want to be on medication still, even though there are no side effects, but they feel like, you know, they're dependent on it, and but it's actually for a set period of time. Usually if it's the first episode, it's for a year. If it's the second episode, it's for 2 years. And that ensures that relapses don't occur in the future.
All right. Well, Dr. Philip George with us this morning, psychiatrist and addiction medicine specialist from IMU. Now, this morning, it's a free clinic for your mental health. So if you've got a question for yourself or for a loved one, give us a call, 03-9543-3333, fb.latfm.com.my. Alternatively, you can send us a WhatsApp voice note on 016-510-8888. Next up, Nina has a question regarding bipolar disorder. She wants to know whether it's genetic or it's something that is caused through her environment. We get to that question next on Light FM. So this morning, Dr. Philip George with us, psychiatrist and addiction medicine specialist from IMU. We've opened up the phone lines for a mental health free clinic. So give us a call, 03-9543-3333, fb.latfm.com.my, or send us a voice note via WhatsApp, 016-510-8888. That's our Digi Light line.
Nina, what is your question for Dr. Philip?
Hi, doctor.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good morning, doctor. I have a question for you, doctor.
Sure.
I'm a bipolar.
Okay.
So I want to detect how I get the bipolar.
Right, yep.
And so the doctor said I buy genetic. My bipolar blast after I married, I'm a young man.
Okay.
Then before that, I have been a bipolar, but in the medium level. I can understand my bipolar, but I feel depression. Why these people doing like this? The road should be straight. Other the crooked. Why there are so many dented? So many roads. So many snakes, you know? Like that. I have mental torture from my husband, physical torture. Like, these things become very worse.
Yeah, so actually bipolar, there are many factors for etiology or the cause of bipolar. Genetic is one, but it doesn't act on its own. So in a family, for example, if one person has bipolar, the risk for a sibling or for a child to develop bipolar may be about 20-30%.
Mm-hmm.
But 70% comes from other things. Comes from environment, comes from temperament, comes from childhood experiences. So you can't blame it just purely on genetics. One thing with bipolar is that episodes or relapses can sometimes be triggered by stress. And I think from what we heard from the caller earlier, she underwent some stress in a marriage. And so stress can trigger episodes of bipolar. So it's important in bipolar not only for medication to help with control of moods, but also to deal with the stress in their lives. And, you know, marital therapy, I think, would be really important to help the couple to actually understand each other and then build their own relationship more.
So, Doc, what are your final words of advice for us this week?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people hide and live in shroud about mental health problems. It's important to talk about it. We were just discussing earlier, this year, World Health Day had the theme of depression. Let's talk.
It's a very good theme.
Yes, it is. I mean, we keep it hidden. We keep it underground. We think of it as a weakness, that if we actually talk about our depression, that other people laugh at us or ridicule us. But we're happy to talk about our hypertension and our lymph nodes and our headache. And, you know, so I think we need to start talking about our mental health. And then we can realize that these are issues, you know, so common and that can actually be treated and people can live a quality of life.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Dr. Philip, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having me.
Of course, a mental health free clinic happens every fortnight. So if you've got questions, make sure you get that in on the 19th of July for the next free clinic.